time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Country artist Georgette Jones is my special guest today. She's currently working on her second album. It's a follow-up to her debut, A Slightly Used Woman. Her songwriting and vocal style are pure country, and it's no real surprise. She, of course, is the daughter of country legends George Jones and Tammy Wynette. There's a lot to talk about and some great songs to hear. It is my pleasure to welcome Georgette Jones. Hi, Georgette.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
I am doing terrific today. It's so great to speak with you. And again, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I know it took us a long time to be able to get our heads together, but I appreciate you waiting on me. Thank you.
It sure did, and it's worth the wait. Of course, you were in England for quite a while. What was it like over there?
Oh, well, I love it over there. I actually do. My fiance, who also happens to be my steel guitar player, is from Birmingham, England. And we were visiting family there as well as waiting for his visa to come through so he could come back here with me. We're planning to get married in October, so we wanted to stay there and get all that sorted before we came back home. So it took us about 5 months to get everything done, so it's kind of like our home away from home for quite some time. So very happy to be home, but we had a great trip. It was really nice.
Well, that's great, and congratulations on the upcoming wedding.
Well, thank you.
Now, you're back in Texas. How does that feel to be back in your home area?
Well, it was really great because, first of all, it was nice to be able to come home and see our friends and family and all of that. But it was also really great to come home and come straight down here to Texas and be able to get right back to work and doing what I love to do. So, you know, we spent all day today in the studio trying to prepare, getting everything ready for the new CD. And that's always an exciting time for me because I love to make music and we get to get things together for the first time, songs that I've written that I've never really heard with the full band. So it's really an exciting time. We enjoy it.
Yeah, it must be quite something to hear these songs start to come to life, ones that maybe it was just you and your guitar as you were writing it, and now you're hearing all the fiddle, the guitar, everything coming into play. What is that like to hear the song being built, basically?
Well, it really is great because, you know, also I'm very lucky in that the record company that I work for allows me to kind of create things the way that I want them to be. I mean, I don't get told, okay, well, you can't put that on here or you can't do that song, and so I'm very lucky that I work with a wonderful record label. And so it's really great to be able to say, you know, I want a really traditional sound here. I want this one to be just acoustic, or I want this one to have a fiddle and steel solo. And it's just really nice to see it all come together. It feels like, you know, you're making a big art piece and it's, you're finally getting to see the finished product.
Yeah. And you've contributed some songwriting to this one as you've done in the past. Do you feel pretty good about the songs you've gotten written for this upcoming one?
Well, I sure hope so. I hope everyone else feels the same way. But the thing is, for me, when I pick songs that I really relate to or that I feel a strong connection to. And so hopefully I've picked the right ones. I also pick some other songs. I like to listen to songs from other people. I'm not one of those who thinks that everything has to be written by me. I want everything
right
on the album to be just the best songs that I come across. So hopefully I'll have at least four or five of my own on this one. But Johnny Bush is also one of my label mates, and there's going to be at least two songs on there that he's written that I've never heard before, some songs from way back that are some great Texas-sounding, wonderful traditional country sounds. So I'm really excited to be able to do those as well.
It is so great to hear traditional sounds. I'm a huge fan of it, and many, of course, our listeners are here in Canada, in the U.S. and worldwide. Traditional country is so great. We don't always hear it on today's country radio, even though there's great music there, but to hear the great traditional stuff on your CD, A Slightly Used Woman, we hear you do some covers of your mom's songs, I Don't Want to Play House, Send Me No Roses, your dad's classic, The Race Is On. You do some originals as well. It's very traditional. It's very beautiful. Were you ever tempted to try to do crossover to pop, or has your heart always been traditional?
Well, I can tell you my heart, for what I sing, certainly would only be traditional, but I like to listen to other styles of music. I mean, if I were to look in my CD player, I have everything from traditional, such as, you know, Merle Haggard and Dolly Parton and things like that. But then I also like people like Adele, and there's lots of other different styles of music. But when I get to a point where I want to really sit down and listen to something that really relates to me the most, or if I were to try to sing that song, I can't imagine anything coming out of my mouth other than traditional country. It just doesn't sound right when I sing anything else. So traditional is really where I want to be. And I did have an opportunity several years back to do some work for a different label, and we were working on a project, but I did feel really pressured to make it more of a modern pop style country, which, like I said, I mean, I don't have anything against that kind of music, and I actually enjoy listening to a lot of the modern country, but it just doesn't sound right to me in my head coming out of me. So, like I said, I'm really happy to be with this label. They let me do exactly what I want to do, so I'm a little bit spoiled being there, I suppose.
And this is Heart of Texas Records.
Right, Heart of Texas Records out of Brady, Texas, and Tracy Pitcox is the CEO, and he's a wonderful guy.
Great. There's a song that you wrote on your CD, the previous one, called I Hope You Knew, and you wrote this for your mom. Can you tell us a bit about that song? It's very lovely.
Well, thank you. It does mean a lot to me, that song, because, you know, I think anyone who's ever lost someone very close to them can relate to feeling like you wish there were so many things that you could have said or done before they passed, especially when it's unexpected. And after my mom passed away, it was about a year later on Mother's Day, when I was being very sentimental, of course, and I just sat down and thought it would make me feel better. And that's one way that I kind of express my feelings, is through my songwriting. So I wrote a song for mom at that time, and basically that is what the song just says. It's why I kind of explain how I hope that she knew how much I loved her and how everything that she said and did for me meant so much to me. So that song is very, very special to me.
And that's the great thing about country music. You, as a writer and a singer, you can put your feelings into that song and say the things you want to say and feel good afterwards for having expressed it. And us as listeners, we can hear it and find a place for it in our lives. Do you have many of your listeners and fans come up to you and let you know what your songs mean to them?
They have, and that makes it even better. For me, that's what's special about country music in the first place, is that they're great stories sang by really talented people that when I listen to it, and I can relate to what they're feeling, because those kind of stories are real. And so when people come up and tell me, oh, you know, that song you wrote for your mom, or the song you sang with your dad, that, you know, it made me go back to my childhood or made me think about this or that. And it just makes me feel happy that I'm able to write things that people really appreciate and that they, you know, have an emotional connection to it.
When you started songwriting, Georgette, did it come pretty easy to you at first, or was there a bit of a learning curve to get the songs to where you thought they should be?
Well, there's definitely a learning curve. For me, I actually started off, even as a child, and especially in my teens, writing mostly poetry. And I think for many years, I was worried about trying to write songs or even trying to sing in public very much on my own as my own singer and my own writer, just because I was worried about how people would compare me to my parents, because it's certainly big shoes to try to fill with both of my parents. But after a while, I mean, as I got older, you know, I love music so much, and it is such a part of me that I thought, you know what, I'm going to write and do the things that I love to do, and hopefully someone will like it, and if they don't, then it's something that I still love doing. And I started meeting some really wonderful writers in Nashville around 2004, 2005. I was very lucky to meet some brilliant writers, and Don Frimmer is one that I absolutely adore. He's a wonderful writer, and he's taught me so much about songwriting, and I appreciate him more than I can say about anyone else in songwriting. He just really made it seem a lot more simple to me. I didn't worry too much. He told me all you have to do is make it simple. Just be very, you know what I mean? You just say exactly what it is you mean. If you make a song too clever or complicated, it's not going to be as easy for other people to understand, and that's all you have to remember, is just really keep it simple and basic, exactly what you mean. Say it that way.
That is great advice, and that's what a song does. If it keeps it simple, we can understand it and not get too caught up in complicated stuff and fancy stuff. That's what country music does so well. Now, you started back one of your first performances, I guess, and it's available at your website. And by the way, the new website looks great, GeorgetteJonesMusic.com, and I understand your fiancé put the bells and whistles to that.
He did. My fiancé is Jamie Lennon, and like I said, he's my steel guitar player too, creative, and he said this last week, he's like, you know, I really need to update your website. So I was like, thank you. So I thought he did a great job. I might be a little bit prejudiced, but I'm glad that you think it's a wonderful site too. So thank you.
Yeah, it looks terrific, and there's videos there of different performances, one of them in particular. In 1981, you and your dad, George Jones, singing Daddy Come Home. It's very cute and very touching. Do you have any memories of that particular performance?
I really do, as a matter of fact, because I had never been on TV before. Singing live on stage, I had done ever since I was probably 3 years old with one or both of my parents, and so that was natural to me. But I remember when my mom told me it was going to be recorded for TV, and I was absolutely petrified. So if anyone goes and they go watch that video, you'll see I was so terrified. I was just staring at the camera with this blank, terrified look on my face. And even though I managed to get the words out, I remember thinking, oh, my gosh, everyone's watching, and I hope I don't screw up because, you know, I don't think I'll get to do it again. My dad was really so sweet, and you'll see him hug me, you know, on the forehead, and he made me a lot more comfortable and kind of calm me down as the song went along. So it was really a special moment. I'm glad that I actually have that saved on tape forever.
Yeah, it's great to, I'm sure, for you to look at, to go back and do that, and of course for us, because it's quite entertaining. Also on the CD, you do a gospel number, and of course they are so popular in country music, and the particular one you do is called Precious Memories. And if we have time later in the show, I'll share it. What was it like recording that song, and what does that mean to you?
Well, to be honest, I thought it was going to be the most difficult song that I was going to record that particular day. And in a way, it really was difficult because it's a song that, number one, I think about my mom when I hear that song. And also because anytime my mom was asked to perform or we were asked together at a funeral or something like that, it was always that song people would request. And I was afraid that I'd be too emotional to be able to really pull it off that day. But, you know, I think it ended up being totally the opposite. Thinking about my mom, I was able to actually sing it just in that one take. And I think it was because I just really tried to think happy thoughts about it instead of anything sad about it. I was thinking about happy thoughts about my mom at the time. And gospel music is something that I grew up on in our home. And my mom also, it was how she actually got her start in music. She sang, you know, in church before she got to sing anywhere else. So that song I wanted to include, even though it was a gospel song, because it is part of our family history and something that's very important to us.
That's great, and it's another great reason to buy that CD. Now, I understand if our listeners go to your website and order particularly from there, they get an autographed copy?
Yes, anything that's ordered from the website specifically, I'll autograph that. I think there may be a way when you send it through PayPal, if you have your name there, I can specifically sign it to your name. But unless there's a request sent along with it, I usually just sign it generically, only because sometimes people buy them as gifts, and I didn't, you know.
Sure.
So if you want it done specifically to you, please send a note with it. I'd be more than happy to personalize it for you.
Now, we're going to share a song in a moment that you wrote called You and Me and Time. It's a duet with your father, and it appeared on his album a couple of years back, Burn Your Playhouse Down, some unreleased duets. It's a great album for George Jones fans out there to hear the duets on there, and this one is included on that CD as well as your CD, A Slightly Used Woman. So tell us about You and Me and Time, and the song, of course, is very meaningful about you and your father.
Yeah, my parents divorced when I was only about 4 years old, and for many years, not only just because of their schedules, but because of a lot of things that were in the media, and my father, being a good father, was concerned about, you know, he didn't want to be around me at a bad time. You know, it's no secret that in the past he's had problems with alcohol, and thank God and luckily he doesn't anymore, but when I was little he did, and he didn't want to be around me when he was in that state of mind. I didn't really get to see my dad a lot for many years. On and off, we didn't have a very close relationship. And even though we tried at different times through my teens and at my early 20s, we really didn't have that connection then. And it wasn't until my mom passed away. And when my mom did pass away, he was there for me when I needed him more than ever and when I really needed him more than anybody else. So it opened up the door for the first time in many years for us to mend our relationship, and we did. And over the years since then, we've become very close, and he has a great relationship with my twin boys. And a few years ago, I really wanted to, once again, kind of express my feelings. I just wanted to kind of give him a gift in song of how special it was to me that we had a great relationship no matter how much time had passed. It didn't matter to me since we made it finally to having a relationship. So I played it for him, really only thinking that he'd realize this is how I feel, and it was just a gift for him. But he was really very sweet, and he hugged me and told me how much he loved me and said, you know what? He said, I want to record that with you. And he said, and we'll put it on the next CD if that's okay with you. So for me, number one, that being my father meant the world to me, but also because of who he is as an artist, it meant much to me also because, he's a songwriter too, and he's a singer. So both as a daughter and as an artist, it was just a really special moment.
That is very beautiful. It's a great moment in life and between a father and daughter. Let's share the song now, Georgette. Great song, and it is featured on Georgette's recent CD. This is You and Me in Time, Georgette Jones and George Jones here on In the Country.
Better late than never. not that hard to find. It only took the three of us, you and me and time. It only took the three of us, you and me and time.
Country artist Georgette Jones here on In the Country and You and Me in Time with her dad, country legend George Jones, a song she wrote for him, and a great touch at the end from your dad.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story about that. Not so funny, actually, but he was so sweet. He was going to go back to the studio to surprise me and put that last little I Love You, Darling on there. And when he did, he was headed back into Keith Stegall's studio, and he was turning around, walking up the stairs, talking to Nancy, his wife, and didn't know the awning on the building was broken. And it actually hit him in the back of the head and knocked him forward. He fell and broke his wrist and ended up having to have surgery on his wrist. And he still made it back to the studio to still put that on there for me. So bless his heart, he was trying to be nice to me and ended up breaking his wrist.
Oh, wow. That's quite something. The lengths a father will go to.
Exactly. So, I mean, I didn't know that that's what he was going to do when that happened. Nancy was telling me about it. I thought, I feel so bad. She said, no. She said, honey, he just wasn't looking. It was just an accident. But he was definitely going to make it back there. He was determined. So that was very sweet.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice touch. And the whole song is very beautiful, and it says a lot. And, again, it's traditional. And we were talking off air. I mentioned seeing your dad in concert at a local resort not too long ago in the last year. And I've seen him before. And, you know, we love traditional country music in Canada, and it's something that's so refreshing to hear. You know, I grew up listening to your dad, and so many classic songs. I mean, He Stopped Loving Her Today being one of them, and there's nothing like listening to his voice sing a country song. Do you have a favorite of his? I know it's so hard to pick, but does anyone come to mind that stands out for you?
Well, I know it's going to sound silly, but slow songs, Window Up Above and Picture Me Without You, but fast songs, I love the Corvette song, and everyone calls it the Corvette song, but it's actually the one I loved back then. But
right.
I love that song just because it's funny. It's so cleverly written. I think it's a great song.
It's got such a great hook in it about he thinks the person's talking about his car, but talking about his girl.
Exactly. And that's what's so funny. Thought they were talking about the Corvette the whole time. And then he realizes, no, it's the brunette in your vet that turns me on. So
exactly.
It's a cute song.
That is, and he does such great novelty songs and always has. I mean, he can do the He Stopped Loving Her Today, the ultimate tearjerker, heartbreaker, but he does the fun novelty songs too.
Exactly. White Lightning, and you've got so many other ones like that are great fun, like High Tech Redneck. So definitely,
yeah, exactly.
he can span the gamut on those.
Yeah, it's such a great thing, and a lot of singers have been influenced by his style over the years, a lot of the ones who have come along since then. And actually, just I guess it's sort of a joke, but you're doing a duet with Vince Gill, doing Golden Ring, and I'm expecting to hear Vince in his higher voice, and all of a sudden he's doing your dad's voice.
Yeah, it was great. And what a pleasure that was, because first of all, I mean, other than my parents, I'd have to say in the male category, Vince Gill and Merle Haggard are my absolute favorites. And so it was a huge honor and actually a surprise for me that he called me up to sing that night. But he is so much fun and so down to earth and so easy. He made it just a wonderful experience. But that was great fun.
Yeah, it's a great duet. And do you have stories about or just special memories of some of the legends that you got to meet as you were growing up?
Well, I did get to meet several different people, which, of course, growing up, it was just, you know, I never really thought about it as a young child. They were just friends of my parents. But looking back on my childhood now, I do realize I was very blessed and honored to get to meet some really fantastic people and artists as well. But Loretta Lynn was a great friend of my mom's, and I do have a really funny Loretta Lynn story I'll share with you if you have second for a story. But
definitely.
That's the one reason why I absolutely adore her, and my mom did too, because she was nothing but just a real person and so funny. And it just so happened back many years ago when they did stuff at the Opry, they didn't have like individual dressing rooms, that every single artist would have their own dressing room. It was very common that the all of the women would share a room, and a lot of the men would share a room, just basically to kind of in and out get ready. So my mom and Loretta and Barbara Mandrell, and can't remember if it was Minnie Pearl or who else was back in there, but I know for a fact it was Loretta and Barbara and my mom. And she said that Barbara had lost one of her diamond earrings that her husband Ken had just bought her, like within the last day or two for their anniversary.
Right.
And she said, girls, y'all have to help me find this earring. I mean, Ken's going to kill me if I can't find it. I just got him. So you know, don't tell him. Help me look for it. So they were all basically on their hands and knees looking for this earring. And Ken popped in the door, and Loretta just popped up all of a sudden. She goes, oh, my God, Ken. Barbara's been lost one of them diamond earrings. And she said, Barbara looked there, was like, Loretta. And she said, I'm so sorry. It hit my brain and my mouth at the same time. But she was just like that. She just was like, oh, it caught her by such surprise. She just blurted it out real quick. And she was. That was one of our favorite things we said ever since then. It was like, well, it hit my brain and my mouth at the same time. So it was a total Loretta moment.
That is. Oh, that's great. It sounds like she's quite a funny lady and a down-to-earth. I know when I've seen her on Grand Ole Opry and different performances, she just seems like a really nice lady.
She really is, and she was such a good friend to my mom. I mean, like I said, when they got together, it was just girl talk time. They'd go shopping, and they'd like to cook, and they would do things, and they just were so relaxed and happy just to have a good friendship, and the rest of the world didn't even know they were there as far as they were concerned. So really a wonderful lady.
Now, I asked you about some of your dad's favorite songs for you. What about your mom? Is there one or two of hers that you particularly enjoy?
I always say it's the Two Tills. I love Till I Can Make It On My Own and Till I Get It Right. I just think those are fabulous songs. But my sister pointed out a song to me a few years back that I never, to be honest, I never even realized Mom had recorded. And after I heard it, I have to include it as well because it's a song that it really touched me. I felt the emotion when my mom sang it, and it's kind of inspiring to me. But You Never Walk Alone. You'll Never Walk Alone. It was a great song that I had never
right.
even heard Mom do before until my sister said, have you not heard her do that? I was like, no. So she pulled out the box set. She's like, I can't believe you haven't heard it here. So I listened to it, and it's one of my favorites now.
That's terrific. Georgette, what song moves you the most when you sing it, when you're on stage performing and you're in the middle of the song and maybe you might even start to tear up or at least feel a strong emotion, what song does that for you?
Well, I'd have to say the song that I wrote for my mom. I don't perform it every show, and that's one reason why I don't. Sometimes if someone will request it or if it's for a special kind of show, I will. But singing that song is just very emotional to me because when I sing it, I do feel like I am singing it to my mom. So it's a difficult song for me to sing, but I like to do it in her honor. So I do try to include it when I can. And I actually have a show coming up in May on the 28th at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. And I was really excited because they called to ask if I would do a show in honor of my mom while her exhibit is still there until June. So I will include that song there then just because I'm going to do all mom's music except for that one song because I feel like I want to definitely share that for her on that day.
That's great. I know all those in attendance will enjoy it. And our listeners can again, head to georgettejonesmusic.com and see all these things that are coming up, including the performance at the Country Music Hall of Fame, and they can keep track of all that there. We talked about the song that moves you the most. What about the song that makes you happy and just feel good when you sing it?
Well, you know, there's a couple like that. I love to sing The Race Is On of my dad's, and I love to sing Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad because it's kind of it's just a funny song to think about how that was written. I can imagine my mom and many other people feeling like, well, you know, if you're going to do that, then it's my turn. You know, so I always have fun with that one. But any of the really fast-paced songs, you just can't help but, you know, wanting to move around and getting the audience involved and having a good time with.
Yeah. Now, you've got a pretty big following over in Ireland. Can you tell us how that came about?
Yes, my dad actually had done a tour there, and the promoter that he had been working with asked if I might be interested to come as well. And at first I thought I was going to be touring at the same time my dad was, but my dad wasn't able to go until later in the year, and I needed to go in the summer. So I luckily got to go at a time when I was able to tour with Doug Stone and Hal Ketchum and Leona Williams, who is I absolutely adore. And so I got to go for 2 weeks in 2009, and I say that I got the luck of the Irish apparently when I was there because that's how I met Tracy Pitcock, who offered me my first record deal, really. And I also met Jamie there because he was working in the house band for the tour. He actually got the tour about 3 days before the tour happened. Someone else was supposed to do it, and they had to cancel. So it was a really wonderful and special time for me because I got to do my first real big tour by myself, doing some of my own music as well as my parents. And I met Jamie and got a record deal. So it was definitely a magical time for me.
That is great. So I bet it's great to get back there and sort of relive those memories and keep making new fans.
Absolutely. I was able to go back again the following year, which was, it's been a year now. In last January, we went for 3 months. And the crowds there are much like what I would imagine the crowds in Canada would be. And when I've seen them there with my mom and from what my dad tells me, they love traditional country. And so it's always really nice to see a love for the same kind of music that I love. And they're just very friendly people as well. So it was a wonderful time, both times I've been there. And we're looking forward to hopefully going back either in the summertime or in September.
Oh, good stuff. Now, let's turn back to a song from your CD, A Slightly Used Woman. And the song is Leaving Yesterday, which I believe you had a hand in writing. Can you tell us a bit about the song, Georgette?
I did, actually. The guy that I co-wrote it with is Jeff Ross. And I took this idea to him and said, you know, I think so many people can relate to having been in a relationship where you've been in it so long, you know that you really should have been gone yesterday, that it's something that you shouldn't be in anymore, and you're just kind of wasting your time and you're dragging your feet and it's just causing more pain. So he agreed that he felt like that was something we could write together, and we sat down and wrote it in about 2 hours and had it all finished, and I really liked the way it turned out, and was hoping that Tracy and them would like it enough to let me include it, and I was very lucky they did. So it's called Leaving Yesterday, and it was my first song that I pitched to them, actually, out of all the things that I've written, other than the song with my dad. So I was very happy that they liked it.
That's awesome. This is Georgette Jones and Leaving Yesterday on In the Country. country artist Georgette Jones and Leaving Yesterday here on In the Country. And a great song, and again, traditional as they all are. Great writing on that, too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
The title track of the CD, A Slightly Used Woman, is a song that your mother wrote and performed. Kate, can you tell us a bit about what she was thinking as she wrote that one?
Yeah, actually, and that's one reason why I wanted to include it, and a lot of people weren't familiar with it because it was never released as a single. But she wrote it when she was living in a house that I grew up in for a long time as a child. And it's a description of that house leading up to that, everything that you would see on the outside and the inside. And it's all these new things, and it's these nice things. But inside the house, it says there's a slightly used woman, and that she's scarred and she has dents, this kind of thing. And I think what she was feeling was, even though she's surrounded by all these pretty things and all this expensive, nice stuff, she felt at that point in her life that, you know, she had been through an awful lot and that she was somewhat damaged in a way and not perfect, and that she was hoping that someone one day would also be maybe slightly damaged and used like herself, and that they would see each other and be able to be happy together, that they could see through and past all of that. So it's something I related to for a long time as I was growing up, and just loved the melody and thought it was a beautifully written song. And I always said, even when I was a teenager, I remember at 16 saying, if I ever get a chance to record that song, I want to do it. So Tracy and them said that they loved the song too, and I was very pleased that we actually made it the title track.
It must be interesting for you to go back, and maybe you do from time to time. Of course, we all know their hits, and you do, but to go back and hear maybe some lesser-known cuts from the many albums they had out and rediscover them and fall in love with those songs again.
Absolutely. I mean, I think for me, especially when my mom passed away, there was a couple of years that it was actually too painful to listen for a while. But in the last many years, it's the opposite for me now. When I get to listen to my mom sing, not only do I get to appreciate the artistry and of what she did and her songwriting and her singing, but it makes me feel closer to my mom. I'm very lucky that I actually have things I can listen to. A lot of people don't have those kind of things. So I do go back and I listen to a lot of things that I never listened to before, because when mom was at the height of her career, I was very, very young. And so I only really heard the things that she would do in her hour, hour and a half show. And they were routinely the very same songs. So she did many songs on each album throughout the years, and so there was a lot that I had never heard, and I'm sure there's probably still things out there I haven't heard. Every now and then I'll run across something new, and it's really a nice treat to get to hear something new for the first time.
Yeah, definitely. Another song on the CD is a duet with Mark McGuinn, and it's one of those great country duets, a powerful ballad, I guess, Better a Painful Ending. Tell us about that song. It is, again, it's one of those great duets in the tradition of the country does so well.
Well, I literally fell in love with that song the first time I ever heard it. And I also think that Mark McGuinn not only is a fabulous writer, but he has a very unique sound, and I think he has a great voice. And so I was lucky and very happy when he asked me to sing that duet with him. And it's something that I, once again, I mean, anyone who's been through a bad relationship, and unfortunately I've had my share in the past, but when you've been through that, basically what it's saying, I mean, rather than staying together and it's so painful to be together, it would be better just to end it, because it's quicker in the long run. The pain will end sooner than to try to stay in something that's making you both miserable. But it's a beautifully written song that he wrote with a very good friend, Sharon Lane, that unfortunately passed away with cancer a few years back. But they were able to have that song written before, and so it meant a lot to him to have that song recorded, and I just fell in love with it. So I hope other people will appreciate it as much as I do. I'm happy that I had the chance to record it.
Yeah, it is a great song, and very emotional to listen to, and very traditional. Again, now you've done duets, many of them. There's one with Mark, and of course we heard the one with your dad earlier, and there's some on YouTube of different singers. Is there somebody out there, Georgette, that you haven't sung with yet that you'd like to put your two voices together on a record?
Well, Merle Haggard, absolutely. Alan Jackson, I think he's a fabulous traditional country singer, and I would love to get a chance to sing with either of them. Female singers-wise, I think Leanne Womack is not being appreciated in this day and time as she should be, because I think she is an incredible singer, and I love her voice, so I'd love to do something with her if ever given the chance.
Nice. And you've been on quite a few stages around the world, chances to perform. Out of all those stages and moments on stage, do any of them stand out as being particularly memorable?
Yes, actually, I'd have to say there are a couple of moments. The first time I ever got to sing at the Ryman Auditorium was really kind of a surreal moment. Just the chance of being able to sing there in and of its own was exciting. But when you get out there on that stage and you're in that circle where so many people before me have been there that were my heroes and the people that I look up to, and then I think about the fact that both my parents have been there singing songs together, it's a kind of an unreal, really exciting, wonderful moment. So that was certainly one of the biggest moments ever for me. And getting to perform then also at the Opry, because it's just such a classic stage and setting with so many wonderful performers, you know, little Jimmy Dickens and so many other people who come out before. And then to think that I get to share the same stage as them, it was really incredible. And anytime I ever get the chance to do that, it's always a highlight.
And we should also add, talking about your parents there, both of them are members of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yes, they are, and I'm very proud to say that. You know, it's amazing to me. I look at my parents and are just amazed all the time. I'm so proud of both of them. And growing up as a kid, you know, they were always just mom and dad, and it wasn't until I was probably in my late teens, early 20s that it kind of hit me. You know what? Yeah, they are mom and dad, but I mean, how special and cool is it that I can call them mom and dad? So I am very, very proud of both of them.
Now, I want to play we've got some time here if you've got a few moments to play Precious Memories and then come back just for a few more moments. I want to just touch on the new book that you've written coming out in July about you and your parents growing up. But can you tell us a bit, you mentioned earlier about recording Precious Memories and how meaningful that is for you. Any other thing you'd like to share about the song, Georgette, and then we'll share it with our listeners?
Well, just mainly, it was actually a song that Michael Lloyd produced on me, and he was a really wonderful person, and he made me feel really very comfortable, which, like I said, for that particular song and with my mom in mind was very important. But it's just a very special song to my mom and our family, and it's something that has an awful lot of meaning. So hopefully people will listen to that, and they'll feel the emotion that we do when we hear it.
I think they will. I should just throw in here, you have such a beautiful voice. I've enjoyed over the last little while that I've been listening to the album, really enjoyed the singing, and in this one in particular, there's so much emotion there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
This is Georgette Jones and a gospel standard, Precious Memories, here on In the Country.
My soul.
Georgette Jones and Precious Memories. She joins us on the line from Texas. And we are going to be talking about a book that she is writing that is coming out in July about her and her parents. Let me remind you to head to georgettejonesmusic.com. It's been newly designed, looks great, and there's videos there and audio clips you can listen to and keep in touch with the stuff that is going on with Georgette. And you can also order her CD from there, A Slightly Used Woman, a great CD with a lot of the songs we've shared on the show today, actually, in fact, all three of these and many more, some great cover songs. Be sure to order that CD. If you do so from the site, you will get an autographed copy. So, Georgette, let's talk about, this is pretty exciting, the book coming out in July called The Three of Us.
Yes, actually, Patsy Bell Cox is the name of the author that I worked with. She's a wonderful lady. She's also written Tanya Tucker and Garth Brooks and Loretta Lynn, several other people in the past. She's been doing books for a very long time and very good at what she does. So I was thrilled to she was interested in working with me. And it's basically about my story growing up, my childhood and my adulthood, living with my mom and my dad and the different things that we went through growing up, and basically trying to share some things that aren't the typical things, I suppose, in a book. I wanted people to know the lighter side and the fun side, the more mom-like and dad-like stories, like going to the fairs and things that my mom liked to cook and just different things that are more personal and emotional, and some stories that we share that that I don't think have been put in anything else. So I'm just really more of a look at them, at who they really were just as people. I think people just look at them as singers, artists, musicians, and they don't really think about what their real life was like. So I wanted to make sure I showed that side. So we're hopefully people will see those and they'll appreciate them as just my mom and dad. And that comes out on July the 5th. So I'm really excited and anxious about it coming out and hoping that people will enjoy it.
I'll bet. It must have been fun for you and also emotional, I'm sure, at times, different stories you were sharing. What was the experience like overall putting all this on paper and getting it ready for all of us to read?
Well, I have to say, it was a lot more emotional than I really expected it to be at first. Patsy, though, was so wonderful at being able to help me put things down the way I wanted to. I would explain to her the situation or a scenario and say, this is what happened. And, you know, I write songs but not books. So every now and then she'd send me a chapter or two to read and to make sure that it, you know, everything was accurate. And, you know, there were days where I'd get chapters from her and I would just be laughing. You know, I'd think, oh my gosh, yeah, I remember when that happened, and it really brought it to mind. And then there would be other times where I'd get a couple of chapters and I have literally just sat there and you know, cried and had to get tissue out. So she's really good at what she does, and I appreciate so much her working with me to share this with people so that people can remember my mom in a nice way and remember the fun and wonderful things about my mom and just some other stories from our family.
Well, I know that our listeners, and speaking for myself, I mean, growing up listening to George Jones and Tammy Wynette, your mom and dad just loved their music, and they were great performers, and your dad is so wonderful, and as I said, I saw him recently, and I mean, between the two of them, the great classic country songs they came out with will live on forever, and they've got such a special place in our hearts.
Oh, well, thank you. That means an awful lot to me, because, you know, you go around and you think your family is the most important thing to you. It really is. You look at your life, and that's what matters, the people that you love in your life. So, you know, having people tell me stories or tell me nice things about either one of them is always puts a smile on my face. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's been a pleasure. And we hope sometime to see you up here in Canada, Georgette. Hopefully you can get some shows booked.
I would love that. So, I mean, if there's anyone out there listening and you know a promoter who wants a country act up there, I definitely would love to come to Canada. But the times I've been there, it's absolutely beautiful, and I would love to be able to meet some people and sing some songs.
That would be wonderful. Georgette, it's been such a pleasure spending this time with you, getting to know you and more about your music and, of course, to hear about your parents. It's been just a delight. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it very much.
My guest today has been country artist Georgette Jones. You can head to her website, georgettejonesmusic.com, and learn more about her, order her CD, and check out some great entertaining videos there. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too.
country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.